Well, I guess it's vibe report time.
Well, it is now. Am I on?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey.
Yo.
Hey, yo. What's going on there?
We're just finishing up some practice over here.
What are you practicing? Really? I thought you knew how to do all that stuff.
Well, we had to run down our version of Happy Birthday.
Where are you?
At the top of the world, man.
Oh, you're home?
Yeah.
Windows on the Village?
Yeah.
Well, what's the vibe?
Oh, today's vibe is a strange gearhead vibe. I'm kind of in a gearhead vibe.
Talk to me, baby.
I had to go over to the store and pick up my custom Joe Glazer B-Bender equipped Robin with the DiMarzio parts Strat neck and Spurs L heads.
That's the guitar when I
love this man.
That's the guitar that when it was at my house, I used to refer to it as the blocking sled.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's got a big hunk of neck on it. That's true. But it was lacking in one point of structural integrity.
To wit, the roach holder?
Well, no, I already had the roach holder on there. It was
the bottle opener.
No, I needed the bottle openers on the strap.
Uh-huh.
But I needed the jack plate replaced. Because I'm always giving Bruce so much baloney about, you know, having his, jack plate on the tellies.
Eric, I just can't do it to the silver one. The rest of them are cool, though, now.
Well, that's good. Structural integrity.
Yeah, no, I mean, I rip as many jacks out of the guitar as the next guy. Probably more than the next
glad
guy.
Glad we cleared this up.
Well, yeah. With that Marshall, you got to have the jack happening because if you start, you know, sending those squeaks in there, you know, it can be devastating.
This is the best vibe report ever, folks.
The what?
This is the best vibe report ever, we've decided.
You're making my day, Sco.
Oh, great.
Did you check out the 330?
I haven't seen it yet. Is it done?
It was over at the store. Yeah, it's done. I was trying to get him to set it up. It's playing a little slack.
Uh-huh.
It will turn anybody into Sterling Morrison.
Cool.
Plug it in and turn it on.
Cool.
Comes equipped with a BA in English.
With a BA in English and a striped T-shirt.
Teaching degree.
Yo, what's up?
What's up there, Warner?
Happy, man. Having a few beers.
All right.
You? Beer? No. You're pulling my leg. I don't believe it.
It's a wild thing we got going
on. So is Warner finished smoking all the cigarettes those people bought him at the show the other week?
He's not smoking cigarettes. He quit.
Really?
Yeah.
Twice already today.
Yeah. He's fitting to start. Fit to start. Anyway, yep. Let's see. Well, that's pretty much the vibe. I'm just, you know, overcome by the gear thing. Now I'm going to go do some cocktails soon. And then go to this party that should have some strange and brightly colored dressed people, and followed by a big Blue Jays. They're going to a great place.
Yeah, they are. It's true. I mean, if you're going to move to Oblivion, that's definitely the best spot.
Yeah.
Jackson, Wyoming.
You're not supposed to say it.
Where they're moving?
No, that's what, people in Wyoming say. It's beautiful here. You know, don't tell anybody. I know, it's kind of...
Okay. Yeah, Montana, too.
They got a system.
Well-kept secrets.
You got to have a system.
You got to come tomorrow, Scott. It'll be fun.
I'm down.
Cool.
I'm down. I mean, what? Am I kidding or what? I'm down.
You are invited.
Cool. Oh, I got the invitation. Clellan came running out of the Odessa.
Mm-hmm.
This was just after I had one of the most traumatic things happen to me this week when I was walking down the street trying to avoid stupid people standing in my way, and this guy spit on my shirt.
What?
Well,
on purpose?
No, he was bending over to, like, spit on the tree, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I was just moving so quickly that I couldn't turn or anything, you know? And I sort of walked into it. And I swore at him and stuff, but I said, excuse me, before I said the words, like, bleep you know, you bleep deep, you know? Blah, blah, blah. I did, like, you know, say, pardon me, but, you know, so it was kind of good.
Well, I detest being spat on.
Yeah, I just told him that, you know, it would just be another thing I could make points with my parole officer about, you know, like, look, there's another guy I didn't kill today.
Yeah.
So let me see. Where do we go here?
Cool.
Are you guys ready to hear some really sick stuff?
Here, we got to get this happy birthday thing going again.
You know what I loved about the invite is the one thing you can paste on him that has the NYU book and the New Wave button on it.
I thought
right.
Six Pack of Ben was cute.
Uh-huh.
I hear something happening. I think they let Warner near a guitar.
Oh, no. As long as they don't let him near the microphone.
Can Can you hear that?
Yes. Yeah, you're playing the live version of Sweet Jane at 16 speed?
Swamp Dog has the thing, so when he wants to play tapes, he just hits a button and it goes direct. Here it is. Say to you.
How to eat?
Happy birthday. Sing along.
Whose birthday is it? Oh, right, it's Ken's birthday. Is it Crowan's birthday also? No.
Might as well be, you know, if you're moving to Jackson, that's pretty close to having your birthday all the time.
Yeah, with the asteroids.
Dear everybody. And buy a round of drinks for the Hound Show, folks, when you see him this evening. Love your latest, folks. I gotta go.
Right back at you. Big amps.
Big amps, brother.
Fingers in steel. Oh, our vibe reporter, Roscoe, on the birthday case. On the gearhead case. On the road case, let's face it.